What seems to be at work today is a public process of converting trust into distrust. In trying to wreck it with lies and falsehoods and you know, lack of true fact, these fictions are perpetuated in. For the simple purpose of creating the distrust, by lying continuously, those that are suspicious can decide whether they want their bias then to go with that lie or against that lie, or not concern themselves with its validity at all. I mean, there is a third state for that. And if you look at the followers of the people that lie the most, okay, and they do so in perpetuating myths about things like bad people in government, certain types of bad character, you know, you name it, they've got some slot for just about everyone. And as one interesting party put it the other day, John Meacham was being interviewed by Major Garrett on his takeout. What he said was, having lived in Washington for so many years, that it's very hard to conceive how a well-organized, long-living conspiracy could even happen in Washington, given its absolute craziness and randomness and the way that every day is a new day down there. And that is very true. The agenda changes minute by minute down there. So you have to kind of stay on your feet, you know, and stay fleet on your feet. And so he's right about that. Conspiracy, organized conspiracy, which is part of the distrust campaign, converting trust into distrust, okay, is how the opposing forces intend to hobble our democratic processes here in this country. If we can get enough people distrusting. Now, the interesting part is right now, we have an opportunity for us to recover from, you know, hundreds of years of really keeping black and brown people down and, you know, admit that we've been asses about it and correct our behaviors and make equal opportunity truly happen for everybody, not a rigging or a formula or a, you know, schedule, you know, just have it in everybody's heart. We've got to do some reinforcement first, and there are some bad things going on. I mean, we have deinstitutionalized mental health care, which has put those people on the street, which has burdened law enforcement further. And sadly, regularly, mentally ill people are shot dead by cops because they're afraid of the knife they're wielding or the gun they're wielding or the attack that is imminent from them. And there's also some horrible mistakes made. Bottom line, trust into distrust. Know the difference and watch when they're trying to convert your trust by suspicion and paranoia, outright lies and falsehoods. And, you know, check your sources, check their sources and so on. You'll find out where the biases are coming from. Thank you.